This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I almost went to the hospital last night. I'm such a hypocrite. You know, I have been a doctor now for how many years? I got my medical degree, my MD, in 97. Graduated residency in 2000. I'm talking over 20 years of me being a doctor. And I am the biggest hypocrite out there. I'm at home over the last day or two, just getting very, very bloated, very distended, having horrible abdominal pain. And then the pain started to hurt my shoulders, especially on the right. Pain in the back, couldn't stop burping, couldn't really potty much. I was trying to, couldn't. And I'm just not comfortable at all. Told my husband. He's like, you want to go to the hospital? No, of course not. I'd rather stay at home and complain. He's like, well, are you having a gallbladder attack? No, because it's the whole abdomen. It's also my left, too. Well, what is it? Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I did know, but I didn't want to admit it. Meanwhile, I'm getting worse, and I'm just getting worse. And I'm in a lot of pain, and I could handle a lot of pain, thank the Lord. The Lord has blessed me with some good pain tolerance. On some days, no, I'm a real weenie. But, and then finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take a hot shower. I'm going to, try to go potty again and go to bed. And I did. I went to bed. And then I woke up this morning, and I'm okay, but I still look like I'm about 8 months pregnant. And I sit down. And again, mind you, I'm still in the dark on why I've been feeling so bad the last couple days. And I look to my right in my studio, and I have here Choco Rocks. Now, do you guys know what Choco Rocks are? Oh, they're yummy. They're so yummy. The little chocolate candy that look like rocks. They don't have the firmness of rocks. When you sink your teeth in, they're all milk chocolate. But they're various colors, brown, blue. They look like rocks. White, yellow. They're delicious. I went through about half of the thing. And a few days back, my instinct had told me not to. And it said, some chocolate you don't handle. You don't handle. And I'm like, nah, well, it's not going to happen with this. Maybe they change the formulary. And here we were 2 or 3 days later, because I had them on Friday, I was down for the count. For days. Now, I bring this up to you guys, because do you know what the hell it is in some chocolate? But this doesn't happen with Hershey's chocolate. This doesn't happen to me with Nestle. And I hate to use this term, and I don't want to insult this company, but it only seems to happen with cheap chocolate. And so, I'm trying to look at the ingredients right now, and I can't see them. So I took a picture so then I could magnify. And I don't know if, any of you guys nutritionists out there, tell me what the hell is causing me to have horrible bloating and burping, and trust me, any day gas. When it has compound sugar, which is sugar, hydrogenated palm kernel oil, lactose, cocoa powder, reduced mineral piney powder. I can't even read that. Non-fat milk powder, soy lecithin, an emulsifier, vanilla, and artificial flavors. But that's not it. It also has sugar, titanium dioxide. I am titanium. All right, titanium dioxide, gum arabic. I don't know, why isn't it Arabic gum? Gum Arabic, I'm not sure. Tapioca dextrin, I bet it's that. I have been making fun of tapioca my whole life. My father would say, okay, we're ordering dessert. What would be in, you know, a Middle Eastern restaurant or Israeli restaurant? And then, you know, I'm thinking chocolate, and they'll serve us tapioca. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I go, tapioca's yummy, it's good. Good. That's not dessert. Oh, it's sweet. I love tapioca. I don't, because it's not chocolate. That would be bubbles in it, and it would be slimy. Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't be surprised with tapioca. Then, carnauba wax. Carnauba wax. Carnauba. Carnauba wax. It's got to be that. Then, FDNC yellow number 5. FDNC yellow number 6. FDNC red number 40, FDNC blue number 1, and FDNC red number 3. Then, allergy information contains milk and soy. I've never had an issue with milk and soy. And it may contain traces of tree nuts. Now, you might listen to those ingredients and go, well, that sounds benign to me. But I gotta tell you, man, just 25 pieces of these little candies, and we're talking like less than a centimeter, almost put me in a hospital. And now the reason why I bring that up is a lot of you guys have some major, major health issues out there. And it might be something as very simple as carnauba. It may. Or that tapioca, whatever the heck. Or gum arabic. Or, I don't know, color number 4. So, when you have stomach issues, or bloating, or gas, or any issues, sometimes you have to look back days. And even if you can't figure it out, if you have a food intolerance to it, try to do that elimination diet where you kind of go bland, and then try a little baby one, and scientifically see what happens. But all I know is, man, this almost cost me $10,000 in hospital bills. 1-877-DELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Barada. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're bad to the bone. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if I can hold my tongue much longer. I really don't want to be a radio show that spreads fear. I've never wanted to do that. I usually like to spread hope. I like to be positive about things. I like to plan, strategize. But I got to be honest with you guys. I'm kind of scared. I just don't like the way things are going, especially with healthcare, and it's freaking me out a little bit. And I'm getting this frame of reference because I've been taking care of people with telemedicine. And people are coming in, you know, or not coming in, but, you know, they're calling in, and they'll say they, you know, can't get in with their doctor for months, or their insurance changes. And their doctor doesn't take that insurance anymore. So like, well, man, that stinks. All right, well, you know, that stinks. All right. And then they have their next appointment for months from now. So they go to an urgent care. Okay, well, that stinks. Not the best scenario, but all right. And then they get sicker. And they get sicker. Go to an urgent care. Urgent care's like, no, we can't give an antibiotic. I don't think an antibiotic sounds viral. And you're like, look, I know this is bad. You know, I know this has turned into something. I know it's turned into something. No, I can't give you an antibiotic. It's viral, so do this. So you do the viral things, and then days later, you're getting sicker. And so they're ending up calling me in telemedicine. And they go, I need help. Now, telemedicine has guidelines where you're not supposed to be given antibiotics. And I'm like, well, I can't. I'm not supposed to give antibiotics for this. Maybe with the guidelines, because you're getting worse, maybe I can make some justification and I can do it this once. But I'm starting to see people beg for medication. And I'm hearing the begging. That makes me nervous. I also hear the fear of people going, I'm not going to be able to see my doctor, or I'm running out of my medicines. One thing that really frightens the hell out of me is you'll have people that will lose a job in California, and they'll come to Nevada or whatever state. Since I practice in Nevada, I'm only seeing Nevada patients. And they'll be diabetic, and they'll have their diabetic medications. And they can't get in with a new doctor in Nevada for months. Yet their old doctor won't give them refills, because they're not coming in and seeing them. And they call telemedicine. The telemedicine's like, but we can't be writing diabetic medications without looking at your blood work and examining you. And I just, this is a real cluster. And if I could fix everything, if I had a magic wand or if I had a genie, by the way, Aladdin's coming out, I can't wait. But if I, you know, if I had a genie, I would be like, well, I don't know if I would waste a genie on healthcare. I'd probably, you know, probably wish, you know, a date with Michael Fassbender, but that's a whole other story there. But anyway, if I had a genie who would give me unlimited wishes, I would say, okay, first and foremost, if you lose your job, you don't lose your health insurance. All right, that's stupid right there. Number two is if you move from California to Nevada, it doesn't matter what your insurance is. In Nevada, the doctors will take the same insurance. These insurances will go over state line. So you don't have to be confined to a state that you don't work in anymore and live in anymore. So insurance companies, insurance can cross boundaries. Number three, this thing is done where a doctor's on one insurance company but not allowed to be on another insurance company, or an insurance company, you know, wants to put a doctor on but the doctor won't because they don't pay enough. That stuff's all done. You pay the doctor what they deserve, and doesn't matter what the insurance company is, the doctor takes it. Or if I could really add a magic wand, we get rid of insurance and we just go back to you pay the doctor. Or you have the insurance reimburse you. This way, no doctor will turn you down. Pay the doctor $50. They'll see you. You can get that $50 reimbursed from your insurance. If it's a simple office visit. Something like that. If there's tests being done, $100, $150, whatever it comes to. And then ask your insurance to reimburse you. This way, you don't get turned away by any doctor. Now, I don't know what advice to give you guys, because our current health care system really, really stinks. And I had some high hopes, not very realistically optimistic. I didn't really know how the Republicans were going to do this, and they couldn't do it. But I did have some high hopes that we were going to be able to fix some of the mess that Obamacare made and try to salvage some of the good that Obamacare gave and come up with a plan that might work for a very spoiled American society and a society that doesn't pay, you know, taxes like other countries do, which I really dread. I don't want super high taxes, but we have half the country paying taxes, half the country not. That's a problem. That's not going to make a socialized system work, and we don't want socialized medicine. But there's ways to do it with capitalism. We don't have true capitalism. The way insurance companies are right now, it's not really true capitalism. And so things were quiet from the GOP because they couldn't get it done. they couldn't push it through, which might have been a godsend because maybe their plan was going to be half-assed and it wasn't going to work. So then, last week, a judge found that the ACA was unconstitutional. It could maybe move forward to the Supreme Court again for a second time. Trump administration goes, all right, good. ACA is going to get thrown out. We're going to recommend a full throwout, and then we'll come up with a new plan. Now, that left everybody in a tizzy. If you go to talkers.com, I was on Michael Harrison's podcast and his show. You can find the link there at talkers.com to discuss what this could look like. But now we're being told that Trump says the ACA will be repeal and replace, but not until the 2020 election. Now, he did promise that the Republicans would pass a truly great health care plan, but in order for them to do that, they got to win back the House and hold on to the Senate in November 2020. Now, this is tricky. I don't know what's going to happen in the next election. Trump may not be in power. We don't know. The House is in Democratic control. Senate, Republicans won some more seats, not enough to pass anything on their own. And so we have a healthcare system that isn't really working. The Medicaid expansion is working, not realistic because it keeps rising and we have more and more people going on Medicaid. We need to figure out how to allow them to, how to, you know, offer them regular insurance so they don't have to be on Medicaid. We have to make sure pre-existing conditions don't go away because that was a very popular component. Again, not very realistic because that's what caused all the prices to go up. But, you know, we, other than that, have an underinsured and a very, very crazy healthcare system right now. We have people with health insurance. They have health insurance. Expensive health insurance, but they can't see their doctor for 4 months. How is that health care? Oh, but they got health insurance. I don't give a damn what card you have in your wallet. What's in your wallet? I don't care what's in your wallet. I care about if you're sick, you know, can you get in with your doctor who can actually see you so you don't have to be evaluated over the phone by somebody who cannot listen to your lungs? Now, I think the whole telemedicine platform is phenomenal in terms of giving access to people that don't have access. And thank God we telemedicine doctors are there. But it is no substitute for a person-to-person evaluation. And even the telemedicine companies agree with that. So, if you can't get in with your doctor, or you go to an urgent care, and the urgent cares are told, no antibiotics, no controlled substances, no. And, you know, you're limited on what you could get in an urgent care. And you end up, well, I'm just going to deal with it myself. And, yeah, you know, this abdominal pain, I could blow off. I blew off mine. What if it was serious? Oh, you know, this pelvic pain, I could maybe blow off. Yeah, I had a little blood in the stool, but I could blow that off. No, don't be blowing anything off. You're supposed to be having a physical once a year. As you have issues, check in with your doctor. The doctor then goes, okay, well, you know what? You've been having this problem now for a few months. Let's jump on it. Let's make sure it's not cancer. Doctors aren't able to do their medicine. They're seeing you maybe once a year, once every few years. So my advice to you guys is start saving up some money. Don't rely on the government. Be proactive about your health. And the second you get health insurance, put in that, start that wait for you to get in with the doctor. Don't wait till you're sick because you won't get in for months. 1-877-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At a Q&A event hosted by Politico, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized former VP Joe Biden for his expressions of affection toward Lucy Flores at a campaign rally in Nevada back in 2014, but stopped short of condemning him or saying he's disqualified as a presidential candidate.
You know, he has to understand in the world that we're in now that people's space is important to them, and what's important is how they receive it, not necessarily how you intended it.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is boosting support at the southern border. In a statement, Nielsen said she's deploying another 750 U.S. Customs personnel to the border. All of this in an effort to keep things safer on the U.S.-Mexico border, to which White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reminds us,
the president's number one responsibility is to protect American life.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. All right, so what's going on with Ebola? According to the World Health Organization, the Congo Ebola outbreak is spreading faster than ever. This is not good. This has been going on now for, what, 8 months? According to the World Health Organization yesterday, the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ebola outbreak is spreading at its fastest rate yet. Each of the past 2 weeks has registered a record number of new cases, making a huge setback for efforts to respond to the second biggest outbreak ever. Why? Well, there's a lot of militia violence, community resistance, so it's impeding access to areas that are affected. Less than 3 weeks ago, the World Health Organization said the outbreak of the hemorrhagic fever was largely contained. They also had suggested that it could be stopped by September, noting that the weekly case numbers had halved from earlier in the year to only about 25 each week. But the number of cases hit a record 57 the following week, and then jumped to 72. See, that's, I don't really like to believe in jinxes, but it, unfortunately, that every time the World Health Organization makes a, you know, makes a statement like, okay, we're good, we're in the clear, it's over, it comes back. That, you know, this latest outbreak happened just a few weeks after they had said, oh yeah, that last outbreak was done. I would rather wait with making any formal announcement until months just to play it safe. I understand everybody wants report. So then just no optimism. I think it's a jinx. I guess a jinx. I don't know the true definition of jinx. I'm superstitious. A jinx is where you say something before it's official and then you prevent it from actually happening. You know, like, let's say my husband had it, Corey hadn't proposed to me yet, but I thought it was happening. So I tell everybody, oh, he's going to propose to me, he's going to propose to me, he's going to propose to me, and then he doesn't. I just jinxed it, right? So instead, I kept quiet. I'm like, I think he's going to propose, I think he's going to, and I just waited, and I kept my mouth shut. It's the only time in my life I ever kept my mouth shut. And then he proposed, and then I was like, yay, he proposed to me. And now he wishes it jinxed. All right, let's get back to Ebola. 72 new cases last week. That's scary. Previous spikes of around 50 cases a week were documented in late January and mid-November. They say more alarming, according to Fox News, is about three-quarters of Ebola deaths last week occurred outside of the treatment centers. Okay? When people get Ebola, many times it's because they're dressing and preparing the dead. Whereas if the person had died in a treatment center, then the precautions could be taken, you know, could be taken. So if these Ebola deaths are, you know what, he's in our house and he's dead, the disease could have already spread. So according to Dr. Lindmeier, World Health Organization spokesperson Christian Lindmeier, people are becoming infected without access to response measures. So what's the death toll? Right now, 676 people, which makes this the second most deadly Ebola outbreak next to the one that killed 11,000 in the year 2014-16. Already 406 patients are known to be infected. Another 331 on top of that have recovered, but they're watching and making sure there's no recurrence. In the past 2 months, 5 Ebola centers have been attacked, some by armed militiamen. It led French medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières, which is basically Doctors Without Borders, to suspend its activities in two of the most affected areas. And then another challenge is people mistrust first responders. A survey conducted last September by medical journal The Lancet found that a quarter of people sampled in 2 Ebola hotspots did not even believe the disease was real. They thought it was fake. Fake news. Lindmeier says new approaches to community outreach showing signs of progress, and that some previously hostile local residents have luckily agreed to some health workers' access. One treatment center that closed on Friday, that was, I guess, torched by assailants, has reopened. So first of all, everybody over there, the Doctors Without Borders, the World Health Organization, UN, whoever's over there, Red Cross, God bless you all. Considering you are dodging bullets, literally, dodging attacks, not to mention putting yourself on the front line of one of the deadliest diseases. That's some scary stuff. So bless you for doing your hard work. But we did not have this situation a few years back. A few years back, our problem is we were caught with our pants down. And so we weren't, you know, we, by the time we realized what was going on, Ebola was in a variety of countries in West Africa, and we tried to contain it once thousands of cases had already been known. Here, we tried to hit it very, very early on, but the problem is people are fleeing because they don't want to be attacked. People don't trust the workers or the government, and you can't blame them. There's a lot, you know, they don't know which side to be on, and, you know, many of them, you know, they just, you know, they, it's not ideal to leave your home and go to an area that may be attacked by militiamen. Some people say, you know, I'd rather stay at home, especially if they don't understand the disease. So hopefully this kind of, they get a grip on this. Now, another thing we need a grip on is this paralyzing illness in kids. This is not good. They say officials say the paralyzing illness is kind of polio-like, but it's not polio, may grow more common. And they're still struggling to find treatments for hundreds of kids left mysteriously disabled. This is acting exactly like polio. But these kids were vaccinated against polio. Already we have 550 Americans struck this decade with this, 90% of whom under 6 years old. It starts out with a cold, illness, fever. Most seem to get over the cold, and then they start to get paralyzed. Sometimes it can start small, like a little thumb that won't move. Sometimes it's these kids not able to breathe. Officials say it's unlikely it's going to become as bad as polio, which hit a lot of kids in the 40s and 30s and 20s. But we have little Joey Wilcox. You're going to see his picture today in the news. He woke up with the left side of his face drooping. Looks like a stroke. 3 days later, he was in the ICU, unable to move his arms or legs or sit up. Spinal taps failed to find the cause. Doctors were scared to death that he was going to be unable to breathe. Father Jeremy Wilcox of Herndon, Virginia, said it's devastating. Your healthy child can catch a cold and then become paralyzed. Now, Joey did survive, but he still suffers some of the effects. He's one of 228 confirmed victims of this acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. It's a rare, mysterious, paralyzing illness that has killed a couple already, and people are freaking out. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says it does bear similarities to polio. And that's exactly what polio would do. Kid would get a cold, wake up the next day paralyzed. Scare the hell out of people. They don't think it's going to become as bad as polio. Polio would hit thousands of children annually. But we have cases in Canada, France, Britain, Norway. America seems to be more pronounced. There was a 32-year-old that had got it. But more than 90% are young kids between 4 and 6 years old. Now, many families say their kids, who have been affected, have been able to regain some movement in some of the limbs. But you're not hearing of these kids completely recover. Health officials cannot say how many recover completely, partly, or not at all, or how many have died. CDC says deaths are rare, but remember a few months ago, parents were ticked that nobody was reporting that their kid was one of the casualties. So there's some numbers out there that we might not be getting. So scientists think it's an enterovirus, which is very similar to polio, but not exactly polio. But they still haven't been able to prove it. They're trying steroids, antiviral medications, antibiotics. CDC says no clear evidence that anything's working. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're being told that nose jobs could soon be done without surgery. There's a 5-minute technique that reshapes tissues with needles, electric zaps, and 3D printed molds. This is something that I've been thinking about. I've really been thinking about nose job. Have you guys, seen me? You guys know what I look like? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, the nose is one of multiple things I understand need done. I understand it might not be highest on your priority list on what you think it should be, but I think, you know, it's going for the low-lying fruit. I could fix a nose. Something I could do to make myself look better. Realize my fourth cousin, Jennifer Gray, who I haven't gotten to meet yet, I'd love to meet, she got a nose job, and you can't even recognize her. She's pretty. She's beautiful. But people think that ended her career because you couldn't recognize her. She's got a beautiful nose, and she's exquisite. And maybe that's what she wanted. But, yeah. So, sometimes the nose job, it changes the personality. I might have a different personality with a new nose. I don't know. Freaks people out when you look different and you get a nose job. So, but I'm ready to meet all new people. I mean, I love my friends and everything, but, you know, I think they're sick of me. So, you know, I need people who, you know, I need to, like, rebirth. I need to be reborn. Yeah, I went to 12 schools, and with every school I went to, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to try to be cool so I can be within with the cool kids. And I always just kind of fell into the same class clown crowd. It just, I mean, that's who I am. So I'm figuring, you know, maybe if I change my nose, I could be in the beautiful club. I don't think it's going to happen. So anyway, the nose job, they said that could still be a reality thanks to a technique that uses little tiny needles, electric current, and 3D printed models. The process promises to revolutionize cosmetic surgery. And Dr. Michael Hill from Occidental College in Los Angeles said, "We envision this new technique as a low-cost office procedure done under local anesthesia." And they say the whole process could take about 5 minutes. Wow. Now, cartilage, as you know, are these fibers that are fairly rigid, but they're loosely woven together. And microscopically, I guess it's a structure that resembles spaghetti. They say tissue containing a greater density of electrically charged molecules is stiffer than with those with a lower charge density, according to scientists. So Dr. Hillstein discovered that if you pass a current through cartilage, it made the tissue more malleable or softer or workable. Once the tissue is floppy, you can mold it into whatever shape you want. The technique was tested on a rabbit whose ears normally stood upright. Using a mold and microneedle electrodes, the researchers were able to make one of the ears bend over without damage. Then you turn off the current after you played around with it to harden its new shape, after which the mold was removed. So the scientists are exploring licensing options for these techniques with medical device companies, and they presented their findings at a meeting of the American Chemical Society in Orlando, Florida. So you get that? You're basically kind of running the electrodes. Now you're making it soft. You can bend it, move it, shape it, stop the current, and then it goes back to the original shape. Or not the original shape, then it stays fixed once you remove the current. I don't know if I would trust it yet. I would be a little nervous about that. But I don't know, man. I really would like a nose job. Remember plastic surgery used to be looked upon as bad? There was this idea that you don't want to have to do anything fake. And then all of a sudden, we dye our hairs openly, dye our hair. We are open about, like, you know, cosmetic surgery that we do. We body sculpt. If I got lipo, and I will get lipo one day, I haven't got lipo yet, but I'm going to be pretty honest and open about getting lipo. I'm not really going to be, you guys are obviously going to notice. If I have not been able to, you know, decrease the size of my thighs in 20-some years, there's no way I'm going to miraculously be able to do it. So, anyway, 1-877-DOCTOLLY. They say cane toads are not good pets, but they may be good for your health. They say if you lived in Southwest Florida, you've seen these toads. And experts constantly warn to keep them away because they could be dangerous, because they have venom. But they're now saying, wait a second, this venom might be used medicinally. They say, according to Taylor Hancock, an FGCU grad student, any sort of pet like a dog or cat can potentially kill them. But the toad's toxins may have a perk in terms of some anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer effects. Now, I guess a chemical in the toad affects serotonin. It's similar to what we need in terms of our depression and anxiety, and so in these SSRIs, it helps raise our serotonin. And they believe that what scientists can do is use this toxin to help stimulate somebody's serotonin. They do not want us licking toads, kissing toads, or treating them ourselves. So, we still need studies, but they found it fascinating that something so ugly and deadly, and boy, is it ugly. It can possibly make you feel better. And I gotta tell you, man, if I'm having a bad day, I will kiss a toad. Speaking of kissing, scientists are looking at the most common drugs that are used with sex. And apparently, there's a lot of aphrodisiacs that people think that are out there, and there's really not. Oysters, I've eaten an oyster, and the last thing I want to do when I'm vomiting it up is thinking about sex. But apparently, a lot of people are going to illegal drugs to help enhance their sex life. And a new study in the Journal of Sexual Medicine reveals which substances are most commonly used to provide that extra spark. Based on responses of 22,000 people who took part in the Global Drug Survey, the study reveals that the druggiest sex currently occurs in the UK, where one in five people reportedly slept with somebody. How? They were on ecstasy. And 13%, they combined sex with cocaine. They said alcohol was found to be a drug very commonly used. 60% have had drunken sex. That's not smart. Don't ever have sex with somebody drunk. They aren't giving consent. Then, cannabis was used by 37% of men, 26% of women. Now, I'm under the impression that sex is pretty euphoric. I'm under the impression. I read about it. No, it's good. Sex is good. I would not want to risk anything changing that for me. I don't understand why people will go and have sex while on, well, I guess maybe they think it's more enhancing, but then how do you remember it? What if some of these drugs give you amnesia? How do you remember it? I don't know. But anyway, cannabis is big. Alcohol is big. What else did they find? Hold on a second. I lost the article now. Ecstasy. Study author Will Lawn from University College London said a statement that while using drugs in combo with, so specifically enhanced the sexual experience tends to be associated with gay and bisexual men, we found that in our sample, men and women of all sexual orientations engage in this behavior. They say gay men were around 60% more likely to use drugs to improve sexual experience and function than heterosexual men. Additionally, while 1 in 10 homosexual men reported using GHB, known as chemsex, only 0.7% of heterosexual men claimed to use that. So my concern is we just had, I guess there was a recent TV anchor who died, who was mixing drugs while having sex. And he died, a young guy, healthy guy. And intervention needs to happen here. I'm trying to tell the kids not to have sex. How do you tell the kids to not have sex and not do drugs while having sex? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.